Okay, we're rolling. I just want to preface the short sicha by saying that the only reason I'm doing this is that during Tisha B'Av I made a Kabbalah Bleneder to try to give the show a little bit more of exposure to Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't usually give Shiurim, and I certainly don't usually come to Mishmar, but I figured this would be a good way to, as I mentioned, it's vegan, a trial by fire. So here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So the topic of tonight's lecture is whose responsibility is it, or who is going to actually build the third Beis HaMikdash, Me'or V'Yemeinu? Is it going to be something that is a mandate on humankind, on mankind to do, or is it going to be something that's going to come down from Shemaim, or is it going to be a blend of the two? We'll discuss some of the sources for mankind, for being a Kadosh Baruch Hu building it, and how we can be for the different shittas on both sides. So we'll start with the man built side, and I'd like, yes sir. The Rav has the key. He needs to get into the downstairs. Here. Okay, so we're going to start with the sources for the responsibility of mankind to build it, and we'll start with Tanakh. In Tanakh, there are clear mitzvos that have never been mitbatel, that we have to build a Beis HaMikdash. These mitzvahs are incumbent upon us just like any other part of Tariq mitzvahs. V'asu li mikdash, v'chein ta'asu, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that v'chein ta'asu means lidoros, that this mitzvah did not stop. It's incumbent upon us today, just like it is with any other kind of mitzvahs. This would apply. This limud is learnt by the binyan of anywhere where it says v'chein ta'asu, it applies lidoros. So the mitzvah is still there for mankind to actually build these kelim and build the Beis HaMikdash. In Sefer Yecheskel, it says, "Hageid es Beis Yisrael es habayis, umodadu es hatochnis," that they should measure the plan. Rashi explains there, "Yelamdu in yana midos," they should learn the midos of the Beis Hamikdash, "Sheyedu laasosam laizkeit," so that mankind should know how to put it together when the time comes. Another proof that it's incumbent upon man. Similarly in Zechariah. Yeah,
I'm sorry, just the previous one, what was the key phrase that lets us know it's
fulfilled? V'chein ta'asu. So shall you do. And similarly in Zechariah, there's a proof also that it's supposed to be built by mankind. These are the Tanakhian proofs. Let's move into Halacha, where Halacha is replete with references to the mitzvah, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's incumbent upon us to do. Maseches Midos, Masech of Mishnayos, that was written. The entire Masechta is about the way to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam says, I assume it's in the Parish of Mishnayos, the Acharei Maseches Tamid, after Tamid, comes Midos. The Toel is there, the purpose of this entire Masechta, Shekasher Yibaneh, Yishmeruvo, Osa HaTzurva, Osa Yachatz. When they build it, they will keep the same Tzura and the same Yachatz, the same form that they had by the Bayis Sheni, they will make in the Bayis Shlishi. So, very clear from the whole Maseches Midos that we have to build it ourselves. Even if we were to find Ma'amari Chazal that would suggest otherwise, or that would say otherwise, that it's going to be built by Hashem, you still have a preponderance of halacha. I'll get into some other that talks about the way to build it. We have to say that if the halacha says to build it, and we still find Ma'amari Chazal to say not to, we'd have to be able to say something like Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu. They have to be able to figure out a way. The halacha says yes. Maybe there's other ways to talk about how they won't be. We'll get into those in a moment. But the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sa'ase Lasas Bayis Lashem, Muchan Li Yos Makrivim Bo Korbanos. It's a mitzvah that's made to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build Korbanos. V'chogim Malav Shalosh Pamim Shenemar, Shalosh Pamim Hashana, V'asu Li Mikdash. The Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. None of the Nosei Kelim argue with the Rambam. As a matter of fact, the Rambam actually counts this with the Taryag. There are no, to the best of my knowledge, there are no mitzvahs in the Rambam counts that are not mitzvahs ledoros. Rambam is a halacha sefer. You must build a mikdash. It's beferish. The Rive and the Ramban also agree with including the mitzvah.
One of the sharashim is that if it's not a mitzvah ledoros, he doesn't count it.
Right. Thank you. The Ravid and the Rambam also agree that not only is this a mitzvah, they even ask, why didn't the Rambam include not just the Mikdash itself, but the physical kelim, the menorah, the shulchan, etc., that those should be separate mitzvahs? But the point is that the Ravid, everybody agrees, the Rashbag, the Smag, and the Sefer Chinuch also include the mitzvah. There's no question that there is a mitzvah, the Doros, on mankind to build the base of Mikdash. At this point, it's even difficult to understand how could there possibly be a tzad on the other side to say that it's not incumbent upon us. We'll get to some of those proofs. The same midos of the second base bench, even though there is a description about Bayis Shlishi in Sefer Yecheskel, I believe, which is different. We may talk about that. But yes, there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to build it, as we know, according to what the midos were, the second base mitzvah. There's also Maisa Rav. There was a Maisa after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There was a period in time when the Roman Empire that was ruling allowed the Jews. They said, okay, you can now rebuild your Beis HaMikdash. So it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was in charge of the project. He was a project manager, and they had made their plans to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, again proving that it was something that was incumbent upon them to do, and they were going to do it. It got sidetracked for various reasons. I don't know where that's from. I'm not sure. But it's brought down as something that happened. There's also a Tosefta in the Yerushalmi, which says, Nitein lahem the Yisrael, livnas beis habachira. Were it to be possible for Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash, and this were to happen between Pesach Rishon, when there was no bias, and between Pesach Sheni, so Hayachid Osa Pesach Sheni, the Yachid would be incumbent upon him to build, to bring the Pesach Sheni. Again, the point is, Nitein lahem the Yisrael, livnas beis habachira. Were it to be possible for them to build it, you see that there's a reason, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then many people ask the question, but it's Mashiach's responsibility, it's not our responsibility. Now, even if that's true...
Well, Mashiach is a person.
Exactly. Mashiach is a person. So, again, even if it's Mashiach's responsibility, he is a person. So, the Rambam say that one of the jobs of the Mashiach is to build the Beis HaMikdash. It might mean, however, that if the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been built, then it would be incumbent upon Mashiach to do so, not that he is the one who is required to do so. Very nice. As you said, it's still going to be a Maisa Bidei Adam. Finally, we'll just conclude with the sources for the man built in Divrei Agada. Again, there's Medrashim Vayikra and Bamivra Rabba that say it'll be built by man. The Gemara says about Mikdash Hashem Kono Liyadecha. This is one of the psukim that we say every day in Az Yashir Be'azrat Hashem. Rashi says Mikdash Hashem, it's the Mikdash of Hashem, Kono Liyadecha, that your hands were prepared. So Rashi explains that it's that the Maisa Yad Tzadikimhu, that Kono Liyadecha is the Mikdash of Hashem, is built by the Maisa Yadayim of people. So even in the same pasuk, which refers to it as Mikdash Hashem, nevertheless, it's also saying that it's Maisa Tzadikim, that it will be built by people, even though it's a Mikdash Hashem. We find also by the Mikdash Shlomo, which clearly was built by man, the pasuk uses the words of Habayis Behi Banuso. The conjugation of the word Behi Banuso in its being built is a little difficult to understand. And they said, the Mefarshim say that the Me'atzmo Hayanivne, that even though we know that Shlomo built the base of Mikdash, first base of Mikdash, that it's referred to as it was built by itself. So we have already this dichotomy of, we know that it was built by man, yet it was built by itself in such a way that you can see already we're starting to find where there's a blend of Maisa Yadayim as well as Maisa Hashem.
And you so, get from Behi Banuso to it was built by itself?
Behi Banuso means, in its being built. It doesn't mean it doesn't necessarily say that he built it. It was built. It could have been used. The term could have been used as when Shlomo built it, or when it. I believe that's the limud. Okay. The point of this limud is that even when it's referred to, even we know that it was built by Yedei Adam, it could be referred to also as having a chelik. A chelik of Hashem within the building. So even if you were to find something which could say that it's going to be built by Hashem, on the other side you could say that, just like Shlomo Malach, when we know he built it was also built by Hashem, so if we say that it's built by Hashem, or it will be built by Hashem, you could also say that there's a chelik of Maisi Bnei Adam, Bidei Adam, within that same building. We'll get to we'll build on that, pun intended, a little later. So this would be true also for phrases that we may be familiar with. There's a phrase that says Kishiyamod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livnoso La'atid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build it in the future, or something that we're more familiar with, Vani Asi Livnoso Me'esh, I, Hashem says, will in the future build it from fire. Since we already have the basis of Shlomo HaMelech's building being referred to as being built together with a holy divine source, so you can understand this Siyua Eloka Mimal, the other direction also, when you have sources that say that Hashem will build it, it can also be understood that Mr. Tenenbaum and crew will have some part in Yirtz Hashem of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. These are the proofs that we've discussed that with God's help, right, of course.
Not Arab labor.
No, that's right. Anyway, part of another shir. So we have many proofs here that the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be built. B'meir v'yameinu b'de'adam. It is incumbent upon each person. There is a mitzvah, just like you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, mitzvah saseh, to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's incumbent upon every person. Let's take a look at the other side. The other side, unfortunately, lemaisa, the proofs that the Beis HaMikdash will be built by Hashem are actually, there's very few. Very, very few. And
did you bring proofs that it was coming from every person? Because there are mitzvahs which are only coming upon Klai Yisrael, upon the Sanhedrin.
I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know if it's coming upon.
Why do you have to say in, on each individual as individual, it could be a mitzvah on the tzibur.
And you're part of the tzibur.
That's also people, tzibur.
Right, right. So one could therefore say, according to what the Rav say, that that for some reason that mitzvah may not be incumbent upon me. There's other mitzvahs we have that are incumbent upon the tzibur also.
In such mitzvahs it's incumbent upon you as a part of the tzibur.
It's not like Korban Pesach or Bris Milah or other mitzvahs to say. That's true. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur.
It's like a mitzvah to bring a Korban Tamid. Who has that mitzvah? Klal Yisrael does. But each person has to do whatever his shir is in doing that mitzvah.
I believe you may be able to fulfill that by giving money to the Machon HaMikdash or other places like that who will do the job for you. Okay, I got it in there. You heard me. Okay, now the other side. The only mefurash proof to be built by Hashem is a Medrash Tanchuma that's brought in Tosfos and Maseches Shavuos, Daf Tes Vav and Beis, Divrei Maaseh Ein Binyan. Again, it's on the same pasuk of Mikdash Hashem Kono Yidecha from Oz Yashir. It says Shehamikdash Ha'asid Asui Me'elav Bidei Shemaim. The future Beis Midrash will be built by itself Bidei Shemaim. Okay? It's a Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Medrash Tanchuma. There's in Shavuos Daf Tes Vav and Beis. I have to say, by the way, all of the information that I'm getting tonight is from this sefer, I'll give us Halavona, and everything that's in there is, I'm not afraid to say, everything is from the sefer. You can look in there's other Mara Makomas in there if you'd like to borrow the sefer. That's one Tanchuma. There's another Tanchuma.
Who wrote the sefer?
I don't remember. Yeah, no. There's another Midrash Tanchuma that says, "Ula Asid Ani Evna Es Beis Hamikdash." I, Kaddish Baruch Hu, I will build the Beis Hamikdash. The Tiyem Ukefas Bechomas Eish, and it will be surrounded by a wall of fire. Vani Ehayala Neum Hashem Chomas Eish. Hashem says, "I will be for it as a wall of fire." You all recognize this from the Nachem that we say on Tisha B'Av. Again, any proof that anything that we've said can be understood as saying that not necessarily will Hashem be building it, but there could be a special siyua in a special assistance in the third Beis HaMikdash, a divine assistance that was not present in the first two Beit HaMikdash. We know that the first two Beit HaMikdash were destroyed, the third will not be. It could be that the aspect of Hashem's building will be the fact that there will be a special siyua to help in the actual building, or after it's built. We'll get to that in just a few moments. Finally, the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh, HaMikdash Lasid Lavo Lo Yihiyah Maaseh Tzadikim. It will not be the Maaseh Tzadikim. Ela Maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There appears to be a stira between the haves and the have-nots, the Bidei Adams and the Bidei Hashem. How can we answer the stira? Oh, very good. So there's a very big sugya. I actually left out two very big sugyas. I didn't have time to prepare them. But there's definitely a Rashi by Yom Hanef Kulo Asr by the Isser of Chadash, whether it's Asr from the beginning of the day or whether it's Asr all the way at the end of the day, at Takad Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. I'm not going to touch upon that now. There's another proof that I saw very recently in a fantastic sefer by, I forget his name, someone from Tzufim. I think that Shul has a sefer. It's in the I don't remember section. It's a fantastic. I never saw it, but it's about Shtuya Yayin, the Isser of Kohanim to drink. I wasn't able to get through the whole thing. It was too complex for me at the time. But there's a very good write-up upon this whole thing in that center too. I recommend it. It's here somewhere in the Beis Medrash, I think. Possible terutzim for we've touched upon some of the possible terutzim. So again, we touched upon the fact that since it says by Shlomo Melech that it was built together with help of Hashem, so when it says Hashem's going to build it, it could be that it'll be put together with Maisa Bnei Adam. That's number one. Number two, it's possible to say that the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, could be Bederach Nes, but doesn't necessarily have to be. We are very familiar with this concept by the Zachu Achishena, Lo Zachu Bi'ita. That if there's Zocha, the Geula, or in this case, the Binyan will be Bidei Shamayim, and if they're not Zocha to it, then it'll be Bidei Adam. The problem with that teretz, though, is that it's actually a very, aside from a big negative, it's actually quite the opposite. There is a mitzvah for us to build it. So what you'd want to say is Zachu Bidei Adam. Because there's a mitzvah. Why should we be deprived of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? So you're still left with the Zachu side is the Bidei Adam. It's not exactly clear how to answer up that stira. There's another possibility that says that we can build the parts that we know how to build. Just like there were parts in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu was not capable of building. He needed to have divine assistance. So you can build the Choshen. You can put together the menorah and the other parts that people are building now, things that they say they know how to build. There's some things, however, that they can't build. It could be that those parts will be brought down by Hashem. I don't think that was intentional. Those parts will be brought down by Hashem. Those parts will be brought down by Hashem. They'll be Bidei Shemayim. So really, the entire binyan together with the kelim will be a binyan that's both Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim. The Tiferes Yisrael says, the Tiferes Yisrael says in the Mishnayos, he answers up the Rambam, LaRambam al Korchach, Tzarech Lomar, you may have to say, De Tanchuma Shevi Atosvos, Divrei Agarahi. The Tanchuma is only Divrei Agara, Ve'ein Lomdi Mimena, you cannot learn halacha from it. El Ratan Lomar Shekarish Baruch Hu Yisayim Bederach Nes, Sheivnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help those people who go out and build the Beis HaMikdash by hand. He will help them Bederach Nes in order to make it happen. We're almost at the end. We're going to talk about a Zohar. Okay? I'm going to read to you a little bit of the Zohar in the Targum from Hebrew. Talks about the second Beis HaMikdash, or the first Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo Yada Shebiglal Shezemaaseh Adam Lo Yiskayim. His Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to last. His Beis HaMikdash was not going to last. Bimei Ezra, in the second Beis HaMikdash, Gara Machet, that's what made it not last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's binyan wasn't there yet. Hashem is going to build Yerushalayim. This is the important part. The third Beis HaMikdash will be built by Hashem, not Bidei Adam, because we know Bidei Adam is not going to last forever. Shafilu ha'ir Yerushalayim, even Yerushalayim itself, lo tia masa Adam, it's not going to be built by Adam. Rather, shehari kasuv vani ehayelanu Hashem chomas eish saviv. Hashem's going to build Yerushalayim. Im la'ir kasuv kach, if the city itself will be built by Hashem, Koshekena Bais, Shu Bais Megurav, certainly Hashem's house, will be built by Hashem. So the Zohar seems to be saying also that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So,
the Zohar said that Yerushalayim is going to be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu
too. That's right. He brings that down, he talks about that, and I'm not going to get into it. That's right. That's very good. So, again, even if you're going to say, well, Divrei Agada and the Zohar, they're not halachas from, you can't paskin from that. But even if not, the Zohar is making a difference, and this is the point that I want to clear. There's a difference between the first two Beis HaMikdash, which were built Bidei Adam and had no Kiyum, and the third Beis HaMikdash, which is referred to, which is going to be built by Hashem, which will have a Kiyum. The Zohar even refers to that binyan, only that binyan, as a binyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other ones as binyan Bidei Adam. So there is a difference between the three Beis HaMikdash, even if you want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, he was helping in the first two Beis HaMikdash, but the Zohar still differentiates between the first two and the last Beis HaMikdash. So, so again, so we can There is another Zohar that's written by the first Beis HaMikdash. So the question we're left with, I'm sorry, is why is it then that the third Beis HaMikdash is different than the first two, in that it specifically is referred to as a Bayis Elokim? So first of all, many people explain that the Zohar's third Bayis is a Mikdash Mishamayim. However, it's one that will join with the Beis HaMikdash that was Bidei Adam. It will start Milamata, it will be joined by a Mikdash Shamayim that will come down and be shochen on the Mikdash Shulamata. Just as the Neshama comes down and is shochen in the Guf, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mikdash, he will build the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash Shulamata, the Shulamala, that will come down and rest on the Mikdash Shulamata. I want to read you a very short, interesting Tikkuni Zohar here. This is very nice. Uma shenemar mikdash Hashem kononi edecha shenidrash betanchuma sheyered lamata hu beis hamikdash ruchani sheyavol lesocha beit hamikdash haniv negashmi kenashama besocha guf uchamo sheyered b'mishkan v'beis hamikdash ha'esh shelamala besocha esh shel hedyot shniver ba'etz, and just like the fire comes down from Shemayim and burns the mizbeach, omnom kem shelamata ba'aretz ein neshama below guf. You cannot have the Beis HaMikdash here in the bottom without the addition of the Beis HaMikdash that's going to come from Shemayim. This explanation jives with the following Ma'amar Chazal that says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo avu b'Yerushalayim, I will not come to Yerushalayim, Shemala, ad she'avu l'Yerushalayim Shemata, I will not take my place in Yerushalayim Shemala until I take my place in Yerushalayim Shemata. Also Rav Klisher wrote in his sefer, again, you see this concept of the melding of the two Bate Mikdash, and then the Mephoshim tell us that at the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, that there actually was a chance that there would be a Giloi Shemayim Yisi. They lost the chance, in the words of the Malbim, Shim Hayu Zochim Hayayori Beis HaMikdash Mida Shemayim. I just want to the last piece, I'm going to read with some words from the Babich Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Yivracha. HaRambam, Shu Sefer Shel Halachos, Shal Pi Halacha, Binyan Mikdash Hino Chiyuv Hamutal B'nei Yisrael. The Binyan Beis Mikdash is a Chiyuv on B'nei Yisrael. Lafikach, Hu Madgish Es Oto Chelek Shal Binyan Mikdash Shiyivna Ayyid Yisrael. The Rambam writes about the Halachos of the parts that will be built by B'nei Yisrael. There are parts which will be nisgala b'nei shemayim. Einam shayachim lechiyuv mitzvos binyan beis hamikdash hamutal b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam doesn't write about those parts because they're not doable by us. Aval b'midrash u'bazohar, which he writes, are the pinimius of Torah. Meduber al hashlemos besachlis hamechuvan shel hamikdash shel asi. Those are talking about the internal, the more ruchani aspects of the mikdash. That's going to come down from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam is not going to write about those parts. They're too esoteric for the halacha. The Zohar and the Midrash write, they refer to the binyan, which is Bidei Shemayim. Everyone should be zochah to have a part.
No, there are certain
qualifications.
Though.